Isn't it strange that we insist on abiding in the outer court, where we hear the crack of the whip of the slave driver and the mooing of the oxen and the doves and the changers of money? We've got to hear that all the time, or we're tortured. Get into the holiest of all, and there isn't a sound, and there isn't a sight, there isn't a light there. Only God is there. Alone with Jesus. Alone. Oh, what would happen if I got alone with Jesus? But what will happen if I don't get alone with Jesus? Why, I miss him. I'm going to miss him when he comes. I tell you, I'm going to miss him when he comes. He says to the Father, Father, I will that they whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast loved me, and that thou hast loved them as thou hast loved me. What a mystery. Jesus, are you in me now? Not if I'm not alone with thee. Not if I let all kinds of idols roam around in my heart. To be alone with Jesus doesn't mean to be alone in a room, but it means to be alone with him. It means to have no attention to anybody but him. To have my heart so cleansed of every thought and every affection, every affinity, every attitude, that Christ is all and in all. We talk about it. We sing about it. But very seldom do you find a person that presses through.